Delegates to the World Conference Against Racism took an extra day this weekend to finish their meetings in Durban, South Africa. The sessions finally closed when agreement was reached to condemn the slave trade and to express concern for the plight of the Palestinian people. Weekend Edition commentator and Newsweek contributing editor Ellis Coase attended the conference. Good morning, Ellis.
And good morning.
The Conference on Racism had a final declaration. Do you think it left any lasting impression?
Well, I think the conference left many lasting impressions, not all of them positive. But I think it also left an impression that was lasting in that for the people there and for the people who were in contact with it, it highlighted a number of issues and a number of situations around the world that haven't been given much attention.
What are some of those positive aspects?
Well, I think that one case is Brazil. Brazil is a country that has had a sort of incipient discussion on race going on there because the Afro-Brazilians are faring much worse than whites in that country. For them, this was a very important conference because it sparked a lot of interest in Brazil. It garnered major coverage in Brazil, and has opened up a real debate on their issues for the Roma, or otherwise known as gypsies, throughout Europe. It was a terribly important conference because it got the European Union to frankly acknowledge a lot of the discrimination that they faced and to make pledges to try to do something about it for any number of groups, ranging from the slaves in Niger to the Dalits, or the so-called untouchables in India, to the Kurds in Turkey, to the indigenous people in Australia, to the Afro-Colombians in South America. It was an important conference because it allowed them to put their plight before a larger world community.
These are small victories. And isn't it ironic that a conference against intolerance seemed to feature such intolerant
language? Well, I think it's ironic, and in some senses perhaps not surprising, because the conference process, the rules, allowed a handful of people in the end to dominate it, and those handful of people or people with a particular axe to grind, specifically the Palestinians, who in effect hijacked what was called the NGO or the non-government organization forum and set much of the tone of the conference itself and ended up overshadowing a lot of the other things that were going on there.
You had the opportunity to visit Nelson Mandela.
Correct, right? Along with the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Right. Now, his name was not one that one heard at all.
Well, he didn't attend the conference.
Yes,
and
I know.
That was intentionally. He did not want to overshadow his successor, Thabo Mbeki. And he also has been rather ill. He's recovering from treatment for prostate cancer.
But don't you feel like when the kids are in the playroom fighting, you wish Dad would come through and say, knock it off?
Well, the Reverend Jackson actually put that question to him directly, and his response was that good manners prevents one from intervening if one is not invited to do so. But the reality is that there's not very much that even someone of Mandela's stature could have done. The die in effect was cast. The United States had essentially decided it was not going to participate, and the Palestinians had effectively decided they were going to make their issue the only prominent issue. So even someone of his stature would have been very limited in terms of making something different happen.
Given that the United States did pull out, what kind of lasting effect do you think that is going to have on perceptions of the United States?
I think it will leave a bit of a bitter taste among some of the African nations, among some of the Asian nations, about the role the U.S. played. There's a sense that the U.S. was somewhat of a bully in this, that the U.S. essentially said, you're either going to do what we want you to do or we're not going to play the game at all. And even some delegates from nations who were friendly to the United States thought the United States should at least have participated initially and tried to make its arguments as opposed to picking up its marbles and going home so early.
Weekend Edition commentator and Newsweek contributing editor Ellis Coase attended the UN World Conference Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance in Durban, South Africa. Thanks a lot, Ellis.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you very much.